Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, August the 20th, 232nd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, the man in semi-black, Randy Mendoza.
Hey, Brian.
That would be waist-up black.
Yeah, the color of the day. I just bought a new shirt at one of your fine Eureka stores.
Way to go. Is it one of my fine Eureka advertisers?
I'm sure it is. I don't know.
Well, we'll determine that one a little bit later on.
Quiz me on all of your commercials.
You bet. Well, you know them all. I know you listen and you write things down. I've seen you.
Especially if they're arcade businesses.
Absolutely. This morning, or this afternoon, rather, we were talking about infrastructure. Some of the different challenges are there. Marsh expansion, that was something last year there was a discussion about. We'll kind of get an update on that and a bunch of other projects also going on when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza from the city of Arcata. But before we do our quote this afternoon, this could apply to government politics, I believe, or administrative politics if you want to go there.
Well, I'm not a politician, so maybe you should get a new one. Drum roll.
All right. Smart
I'm
guy.
Not elected.
Let's call this bureaucracy, then, shall we, sir? Casey Stengel, sometime between 1891 and 1975, said, quote, I was not successful as a ball player, now we could say as a bureaucrat, as it was a game of skill.
Skill or avoidance.
Yeah.
Skillful avoidance.
So, what comments do you have, as long as we're talking baseball and Arcata and Arcata City Hall? And
oh, don't go there. Don't go there.
Were you surprised and disappointed like many of us?
Yeah, I was surprised. But I've learned to not make comments until the judicial process takes place. And
gee, guns and weapons, cash, three different grows on one property.
I will just say it
kind of sounds like there's an indication something funny may have been going on.
I will just say it made me sad.
Thank you very much. Yeah, a lot of us checked off. And then I heard, and I don't know if I'm speaking out of school or not, that it may not cost him the position with the Crabs. Boy, if I had a kid, now granted, some of these are, 21, 22-year-olds, but still kids, playing for a team. And that was the history of the guy who was running the team? I would have a little bit of hesitation about letting him play there, wouldn't you?
Well, I think we should give him his day in court and then have that discussion.
Okay, once a cop, always a cop. We'll move on. Thank you very much.
No, it's actually, it's just, I believe strongly in the process that is put in place. And I think, being in the public light, a lot of people shoot first and then ask questions, so I just try to not do that to others.
Well, that's better than shooting and then reloading and
right.
Shooting again, yeah. That's been my tendency.
Yeah.
Well, as long as we're taking cheap shots at folks. I've had today, the last couple of days, surprising number of folks ask about the Arcata Community Forest in
yes.
connection to this thing that Eureka's talking about. And I don't know if it's a Eureka Community Forest or a Humboldt County Community Forest next to Eureka or
right.
yeah, what they're going to name this thing. But the underwriting theme has been, if it was such a great deal, why is Simpson, California Redwood, getting rid of it? And number two, don't perceive it's going to be a panacea, people. And that's about where the discussion ends, because not a lot of those folks, and I don't think there are a lot of folks that are knowledgeable about the Arcata Community Forest and some of the things that go on. I mean, we giggle about the 420 day and ha 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 and some of the things.
I don't giggle about it. But.
Well, okay, we giggle off air about it. Some of the possible solutions and, you know, and some of the challenges that are there. You guys have had the mounted cavalry through there a couple of different years, a couple of different cycles. When you look at the community forest, not the park, but the forest portion of it, what general impressions do you have when you talk to others?
Well, you know, and I apologize to our Eureka friends for, I'm not very familiar with the community forest in Eureka, but the Arcata Forest, when I talk about that, I feel very proud of it. It was originally, that 600 acre tract was originally purchased for as a possible source for the city's water system. And then, of course, you know, the history that Arcata joined the Humboldt Bay municipal water system. So then over the years, the city has acquired some grants to add on, you know, some conservation buffers. And of course, now our city, we own the just about the complete area from what would become the Ridge Trail. So you'll be able to hike or bike or ride from West End Road a good part of the way up the hill to Fickle Hill Road. And it is a destination. A lot of people come to Arcata for that community forest. Recently,
you better put a couple more words on that one. They come to
the Arcata
recreate
community.
In it,
yes, to
walk
hike,
it, to
walk.
Bike it, to live in it.
Well, yeah, we have that problem too. But I would say now that we have our rangers back in service, the camping problem has been rather minor. They just filmed a Hyundai commercial there. If you go on,
what model was it?
It was red. I don't remember. It was a red little S
one of the smaller
crossovers.
Cars.
Yeah. It was fantastic. I mean, I'm so proud of that. I wish that we could put it on our website, but you can get it if you go on YouTube. It was Hyundai and the Redwoods.
Is that coming up the driveway?
It's 100% of that was filmed at Redwood Park. And also they used our zip line, our ropes course zip line. So 100% of that commercial is at Redwood Park. And it uses the road going up to the north side. And it just really, I think we can all, Humboldt County should be proud that something like that was filmed in our area. So I feel proud of our forest, and I get a lot of accolades from people.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. Mark the dates August 14th through the 25th for the 117th annual Humboldt County Fair in Ferndale. Beginning opening day, there'll be 8 days of fast horse racing. Competing beef and dairy cattle, goats, poultry, sheep, and swine will be on display and judged. The flower pavilion will be filled with beautiful plants grown by county gardeners. The art pavilion will have many delights for the eye. And enjoy the judged exhibits of locally made items, from baked goods to hand-spun yarn, with much in between, such as decorated potatoes, scarecrows, quilts, rugs, and home brews. There'll be plenty to eat and drink, so you can treat yourself to corn dogs and cotton candy. The commercial exhibits building will feature fascinating products. And of course, there's the Ferris wheel and other rides the kids will want to try. For hours and information, call 786-9511. That's 786-9511. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people, places, and things that makes us a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Randy, considering some of the different aspects of the Arcata Community Forest, certainly it helps now that it's up and it's in the harvest cycle. It helps out a little bit, you know, make things through. It certainly is a resource, but somehow I perceive that the Eureka equivalent, and they'll be using Arcata as a reference, that it's no problems. It's family time, and your kids can ride bikes there unattended, and. I know buddies who live next to it. You hear the stories. You saw the stories when you were wearing the badge. Is there a way to have a safe community forest, a safe park that has trees in it? Eureka's got Carson Park, okay. You know, if somebody's going to hide up in a rhododendron, okay. But other than that, the thing is open, and yes, there's never any problems there. But some of the parks, Sequoia had their issues down at the duck pond a couple of weeks ago. You know, if there are trees and bushes, it seems like it has a potential of being a big problem. How do you balance that out?
You know, I feel very confident that we have the recipe down, and we've learned kind of the hard way, as might say, the park ranger program in Arcata. Of course, Arcata is a lot larger. We have about 3,000 acres of forested areas and wildlife areas, so there's a lot of area for us to take care of. But you know, we've learned that two park rangers can whip it into shape relatively quickly, and it's when we lose the budget monies and the park rangers get, you know, we have to cut them back because, you know, we have minimum staffing. That's when we start getting ourselves into trouble again, and that's when the citizens start yelling at City Hall. So that's one component, having an effective law enforcement program. And it's not martial law, it's just, you know, park rangers, you know, our rangers actually dress in khaki. You know, they drive pickups and quad runners instead of
cars. Wait
a
minute, what kind of ranger drives a quad?
Our rangers do.
The load quad ranger.
Quad ranger.
Don't they need to have tails and manes in order to be a ranger?
Well,
and be on a horse?
Horses cost too much.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys have got a quad, a fleet of quads.
We have one quad, and just we one, and we have okay. a pickup. But you know, it
just
works.
Have them moving around.
No, they make contacts, and actually, what they do is they leave a note, sort of an eviction notice at the illegal campsite, and they say, you know, I'm going to be back tomorrow. Better be packed up and gone. And in most cases, they are.
If not, what happens?
They get a ticket.
Okay, well, considering how much room there is in the jail.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, so yeah, today's tickets are tomorrow's warrants. So it works. I mean, obviously there's a few problems once in a while, but if you add the law enforcement component and then, which we've learned we have to have.
And the rangers are sworn.
They're sworn peace officers. The other component is citizens that come and use the facility. So if the park is full of people, if the park is full of kids, then the young punks with the pit bulls aren't going to be around. And then
it's
families.
It's just a real easy avoidance issue.
Right. So if you have things that the citizens will use, the more families and citizens use these parks, in my belief, the safer they are.
All right. Since you got the formula, you've got the police knowledge. How would you deal with the public space between the Bay and Bayshore Mall? That's very similar to a community forest, trees, underbrush, community wishing to use the area, not feeling safe now, paved, so that might be a little bit different, so the quad runners could come through maybe at 30 or 40 miles an hour instead of, you know, putting along if they needed to. What suggestions or recommendations would you have for that area of Eureka to try to clean that up and to get the campers not to camp there and the junk not to be there and the garbage not to be there?
Well, that's a loaded question. I apologize. I don't know much about that issue other than I know that you've broken a couple fire engine axles going in there for medical aid calls, and I know that's been a problem. Brent, I just don't know enough about that issue to have an opinion.
So is each scenario unique unto itself, or are there common traits?
No, I think that they're unique. For instance, in Arcata, you know, our community forest is sitting next to a state university. So there's a lot of the university and the university students that use it have a big impact on the demographics, so to speak, of that area. I don't know. I just
probably having a park, a real open park space, changes it a little bit.
Yeah, but if you look behind the Bayshore Mall, it's probably windy, you know, and it's the weather isn't as probably as warm as it is in Redwood Park in Arcata. So I don't know. I'm sure that that the Eureka leadership has spent a lot of time thinking about that, and I'm sure their opinion would be a lot more relevant than mine.
You said that you weren't a politician earlier. I'm beginning to question that. KINS, News and Information Time.
Run for the commercial.
Yeah, exactly. Filibuster to the break. It's 3:30.
Choosing new furniture for your home can be a challenge. Will the colors match? Will the fabrics go well? Will it be comfortable? And will it last? Solve these questions with a visit to Vern's Furniture. Vern's Furniture Consultants have the knowledge to put the right room together for you, whether it's the living room, bedroom, dining room, or laundry room. Vern's has what you're looking for. Free delivery and so much more. Vern's Furniture in downtown Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza. Randy, a couple years ago we heard about the expansion of the marsh. You guys were buying some property, some of the old ranch areas, moving some of the dikes around, doing the... Is that continuing to occur? Has that occurred? We see some new trees out there, windbreaks.
Yeah, that's remediation... areas there, but it's salt marsh restoration. It'll help with flooding, and we hope to breach the bay and let it reclaim some of the that this year, we're hoping.
Why?
Because it's a flood control thing. It is a...
The bay doesn't flood, does it?
Well, it does.
I mean, it's high, but it doesn't flood.
It's very beneficial for... It's an environmental enhancement, and there's revenue, there's funding for it, and it is it's better than smelly blue goo. You know, it puts it back into its former natural state. And
so, the blue goo isn't natural in that area?
Well, not necessarily. No, it's...
I don't know. I wasn't here when they found the
place. So it'll become tidal water, as it was before. It used to be cattle grazing lands, and it's not fit for cattle grazing lands. So it's just going back to the way it was that Mother Nature made it. And then on top of that, the city did do a little expansion on our wastewater treatment plant. And we have another treatment pond that is figuring into that. So
that expands the capacity for the city?
Not much. It just improves our ability to treat the water. And
so it's like a third stage?
It's part of our discharge permit requirements.
Oh, so the state or the feds cranked it up a little bit?
It was an agreement we had with the state for our current license. Our current 5-year license.
Yeah, you're not a politician.
Oh, no. Well, we...
It sounds like it was something that was agreed upon and that allowed you to continue to use the mark.
Yeah, I'm not a politician. It's just on that answer, I don't have... You don't have... This program is too short for me to give you the full answer on that one. That was about a 5-year process to get that permit.
Did it come from expanding concerns or increased technology... Or why wasn't the stuff that was really a pride and joy 10 years ago, why wasn't that good enough?
You know, the problem with Arcata's wastewater treatment facility is that it's state-of-the-art and it's different. You know, it really is state-of-the-art, but it doesn't fit into the box in the that the regulators have.
Good That's Lord, somebody needs to cover the box.
They like it, but it doesn't fit the box. It's a square peg for a round hole.
Oh, we won't get any closer. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:40.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass, and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:42. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Randy, some of the different challenges that are out there, I know it's got to make it kind of interesting, if you like puzzle pieces and putting them together. And it's got to be a little frustrating when people don't respond. We've got the situation that's going on in Wyatt with the water. Okay. Aging infrastructure. Okay. It's not that old. Mid-70s is what I was told. Okay, we got Eureka is a little bit older. Fortuna's a little bit older. Arcata's a little bit older. Certainly the Water District is a little bit older. Holy Toledo. But I would think that in a situation like that, it gives you a chance to pause and go, okay, if it can happen in Wiat, it could happen in Arcata.
Oh, absolutely. We actually have a water tank. It's a smaller tank, but you could if it were raised off of the ground, you could take a shower. There's so much water coming out of it. I think it's our tank 9. And it was in the budget to be replaced this last year, and we had to cut it out just because we could not come up with the capital funds to replace it. I hope it's in the budget for next year. But these are things that, this is why entities have reserves. You know, you hear when there's budgets, you know, and they have so many operating reserves, and then Arcata, our policy, we try to keep about 20% of operating reserves. And that's because when things break, it's in tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars and sometimes in the millions. And when they're in the millions, we can't necessarily afford to just pay cash for them, but we do need to have the ability to pay payments so that we can pay off something. So if you're talking about headworks on a wastewater treatment plant, well, there's a million or two right there. You know, we have a headworks in Arcata that's wearing out, and we got to replace that thing. We're kind of rolling the dice. We're hoping that we can make it through. But if that thing stops tomorrow, we're going to look like, you know, we're going to have the same sort of emergency that that Wiat has.
Nobody wants that, obviously. But when you are looking at prioritization, and you hear the community and the electeds voicing and representing that opinion that these are the top priorities, I never hear water pipes, water treatment plants, maybe sidewalks, roads certainly, cops, fire, public safety. Okay. Yeah. So how do you push those things through into the system that need to be there, even though nobody's really excited about it or clamoring about it until after you've got your series of water fountains going down I Street?
Right. Well, it's most cities, most entities, it's called a capital improvement program, or CIP. And that is our plan. We have all of those assets listed. And it's our guess, our educated guess, as to how long they're going to last, and our plan on how we're going to replace them. And that is something that we're currently updating our CIP now. And quite honestly, some of those infrastructure things, you know, you have to finance them. And probably I think you're going to be seeing entities probably looking at financing things now, because the interest rates are going to be going up. So we're going to try to do these sort of things while the interest rates are lower, because, you know, 5 years from now, or even 2 years from now, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you know, through the course of these payments, the interest rates are probably going to be much higher.
Are you financing, or are you talking about letting bonds and having the repayment back on the bonds be at a lower level?
It depends. In our financial, our finance director kind of, you know, isn't necessarily keen on bonds right now, but you have to analyze, you know, how much you need and what's the payment period, and you know, there's a lot of low interest rates just on government agencies now. You don't necessarily have to sell bonds. It just depends if it's an issue that involves rates, you know, to the ratepayers. It's kind of a rather complex equation to go through to decide how to do that.
Dwayne Riggi, when he, in kind of his final stages in Fortuna, went through the process, painful as it was. Is that what you're looking at for Arcata, is to have those kinds of water rates increases, some of the contracts that have been in place for a long time, bringing them up to speed and dealing with the blowback off of those? Or are you in a different situation in Arcata than what Fortuna was when they started looking at their infrastructure needs?
No, I think we're all in the same spot, and the problem is that the wholesale water for all of the entities, Fortuna, Arcata, I'm sure Eureka's in the same spot. The wholesale water costs are going up. You know, our municipal water agency was supported by two pulp mills. Was it 60% or 70% of the cost of that municipal water agency was supported by two pulp mills that are no longer there? So the ratepayers are paying for that. We're going to have to pay for that. And, you know, the cities are the wholesale customers, and we're going to have to pass that on. And Humboldt Bay Water has done an exceptional job stretching the dollar. I mean, deferring maintenance and capital improvements, but they can only go so long. I do anticipate some of those costs are going to be going up. And
but that doesn't do the replacement of any of the infrastructure. That's
correct.
Status quo.
That's correct. So, yeah, you do need to, and that's part of why the capital improvement program, we have to factor that into these rate increases.
Have you done any serious noodling on that one? Do you have a ballpark what it's going to do to the average, let's say, residential consumer?
You know, we not to that point yet. No, we're not looking at that. That was not included in this year's budget. I don't know, maybe sometime down the road, but that's all going to go through the public hearing process, and I don't believe staff has really factored it that closely yet.
How in the world do you do all the environmental reports that would be necessary to rip out some of these water lines and replace them with new ones?
Well, if it's maintenance and if it's in a street right away, there it's not too bad. It's when you
don't you have to do the economic impacts through the business districts and all those, you know, the dust and all that kind of stuff that developers have to do?
Well, when you're replacing infrastructure in the downtown, we put out notices. We worked with the business district to tell them when we were going to do it, and we try to be as user friendly as possible. But no, I don't think if it's something that's new, obviously we have to go through that process. But repairing a broken pipe or replacing, you know, old items like that, I don't think you have to go through that process in most cases. At least in the metro, in the city area, the asphalt part of the city.
Now I heard you almost use the M word there.
Well, if we're out in the, you know, if we have things out near the ocean, then probably, yeah, you know, we've had to go through that process.
You're right. Metropolitan would not be applied to the ocean front.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So,
is it an urban legend, or are there still drain pipes that are terracotta?
I'm pretty sure there's probably a few drain pipes that are terracotta. I know that we, not too many years ago, we found a wooden pipe. It was a redwood pipe, and it's on display at our Marsh Interpretive Center. It was in my office for a while, so we donated it to the Marsh Interpretive Center. But it was an old-growth redwood pipe that was wrapped by wire, and I think it was actually a water pipe. So, yeah, Arcata is over 150 years old, so there's going to be those things hidden out there that may not come up with under the GIS system.
Imagine that. Okay, I did. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Brian.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.